Hello and welcome to Our Waking Dream. I'm your host, Coco Swanson. I'm so glad you're here. If you hear a little background noise, it's a little pitter, patter, pitter, patter. It's because I am outside in my patio. There was just a nice, quiet, calm August rain, which is rare here. I'm in Eastern Washington, where it's usually really hot in August. So it's a nice break and a really nice indicator of the shift in seasons that we're going through right now. Each week on the show, this is a show for sensitive seekers and folks that are interested in how inner alignment awareness exercises, shifts in perspective, lead to outer change. And I lean into my life's work of esoteric and somatic energy healing. So each week, one basic astrology theme that each week we layer upon layer. And so ideally, if you're here for month after month, you learn astrology. Because what I noticed is that there are amazing astrology teachers. If I was new to the language, I don't know if I'd understand it. Because it's quite complex, right? So my hope is to teach this in a way that really lands. But that's, I need your feedback. So can you comment when things land? Land a little heart, subscribe, share, so I can see through the action that you take and your interaction with me if what I'm creating is landing in your world in a way that is meaningful. Because that's why I'm here. Welcome. We're going to talk about some big planets, the heavy hitting planets that work at the subconscious and collective level, because they're all dancing in the sky in ways that are creating generational era shifts. It's exciting. Well, it's also scary. Changes in the air, obviously. And probable outcomes if we are watching the news and looking at scientific facts around global warming or really any of the huge problems we're faced with on planet Earth right now, a lot of probable outcomes look really negative. We need miracles. We need a shift in era, in consciousness. That is, in my opinion, our way through this birth canal, this darkness that is a womb, not a tomb. I mean, it's a tomb and a womb. We go to die. Our ideas of how society, how human beings interact, co-create, create commerce, families, relationships. We need to change in order to survive as a species right now, right? So how cool is it that these outer planets are giving us an opportunity to do this in ways that what I found with outer planets is if we listen to, it will soften the blow of what lessons they're here to offer us. They're big, big lessons that say Saturn, Pluto, I'll talk about, and Uranus, and then Neptune, all of them, they're big. It's commanding our subconscious, our unconscious. So we can create big shifts. When we work with the energy, it allows for the transformation to take place at the energetic level, which allows for the flow to increase and in ease and in grace at the physical level. Saturn and Neptune, they're dancing back and forth in 2025 in this togetherness. They're conjunct within a 3-degree orb for a good long time, but right now they're really close. And they're conjunct, they're moving together. That means they bring out each other's qualities. They magnify each other's qualities. If something conjuncts in the sky, it's like a party between those two. It's like if you and I met, if we met, we'd have a party of our strengths and our shadow and our weaknesses and our places of opportunity of growth and leveling up. Saturn brings about structure. Saturn is like Father Time. It's Saturn returns that we don't really do like a party, like a party dance when Saturn comes around, unless we're really needing and honoring the gift of really putting in due diligence to make sure that what we're creating is built to last. Saturn is something that you need to take your time with and examine and re-examine, especially if it's moving retrograde, which it is, and especially if it's moving over the last point of the zodiac, which it is. September 1st, you know, that's real soon. We've got to celebrate, or I invite you, I'll be celebrating what my latest creations, just in the last season, like what has my heart been drawn to bring into form? It's another way to explain Saturn coming across into Aries from Pisces, the beginning sign of the zodiac. So what is my heart and soul drawn to bringing into form, and how have I done that lately? So Saturn's placement right now will be different in everybody's charts. I can't see your chart because of the nature of this being a show. I can do jazz hands and like tell a good joke sometimes, but I can't read your chart. And each of these, Saturn, Neptune, they'll be in a certain house, which it's like a game of Clue. I don't know if y'all ever played that, where you're like solving a mystery and it's who did it. So who is like the planet and the zodiac it's in. The house is where it happened. And if something takes place in the house of like Cancer, and that's all cozy, it's around belonging, it's around emotional contagions and emotional intuition with resentment built in sometimes and passive aggression, that's very different than if it's in Capricorn's house, the 10th house, where it's a house of career. Totally different playground. So where in your life are you drawn? Where has your passion been drawn the last few months? And it might be, it's Aries. It might be through fierceness. Like, where are you putting your foot down? Where are you fiercely? Like, what do you know with all your conviction that you didn't know before? Well, that is about ready to be released back to source. Because when we go back to the final degree of the zodiac, Pisces, it is a full release. And that's where our power move is, in the full release of what we want to bring to form. Think, bring it to form in the new year. Yes, to continuing to check, like to do things now. It's just to not expect things to land in solidity until the new year, when we've got Saturn re-entering into Aries. Let's see, Saturn re-enters into Aries in February of next year. But it's with Neptune, the great dreamer. So the great dreamer, it's like, what is your soul here to dream into being? Also, big question, you know, it's very different than a Mercury retrograde, this transit. This is like, what is your soul wanting to bring into being? Well, what is your soul wanting to bring into being? And then start to do ritual to release it. This is practice number one, but I'm going to couple practice number one with one other planet. So it does have to do with the question, what am I just like needing to change or bring into form? Or, you know, where is my passion? And it could be anywhere. It could be in your career, in your home life. It could be fiercely against something that's going on at a global level, you know, which I hope we all are right now. Like adamantly protective against folks that are being marginalized and not treated well. Where is your passion, your vindiction? I mean, Aries is pretty fierce. Where's your fierceness? start to let that go, because we're moving retrograde into Pisces, where we truly can let go, and that's the power move. But simultaneously, those two planets are sextiling. That's in a harmonious relationship, which is great because these planets are heavy hitters by themselves. So having them in a harmonious relationship is like, phew. It's in a harmonious relationship with Uranus that's about to station retrograde on September 6th. So, well, suffice it to say, we'll add on the phrase, I'm open to change. I'm open to awakening within. My heart's, my soul's like mission. And this is what we're talking about with these planets. It's big. What I'm here to bring into being. I'm open to receive illumination and awakening. And then I'd add, I put my hands on the body and let this be gentle. And then feel gentleness. Or I am ease. Hands on your body, like your in your chakra system. So mine goes to my throat right now. It also goes to like my liver. Where, if you are supporting your body with your hands, do your hands go? Trust your hands and trust your body. If you say, I soften, I'm open to change, I am open to illumination, where do you feel that in your body? Let your hands go there, as if your hands are like the coziest, most loving, so supportive, like unconditional love. Your hands, boom. And as you breathe, you soften. So after we one, highlight what your passion, your courage, your heart's will, where is that right now? Once you identify it, bring it into your body as a ritual and let it go. I soften, I release. I am open to illumination and change. Allowing Uranus to bring what it will, like it or not, bring is illumination to that which it touches. And right now it's touching through sextile, Saturn and Neptune that are about to go back into the end of the zodiac. So it's the full release. It's kind of cool. Yet if we're trying to grip on to that which is really actually needing to reconfigure, that's going to be a real uphill battle. This is a part of the reason I got hooked on astrology, is because I had a few years, and actually I had a decade. Oh my gosh. I honor you, decade. This last decade, I had different Uranus transits. And Uranus brings about awakening in ways that can be quite stark and loud and disruptive and sad when it brings illumination into a pattern that's in your life or your psyche, your subconscious, that is your own status quo, or perhaps it's also the status quo of your family, your culture, but it's not in alignment with your highest good or the highest truth, the universal truth. We'll stay away from highest or lowest. It's just universal truth. Would this pass the test of time? And Uranus by nature illuminates in this sort of a lightning bolt way anything that won't. And right now we have a lot of patterns, either based in patterns of cyclical trauma, generational trauma, based in patterns where we forget that we're all connected, that we're all one, based in patterns where we forget that we're connected to the earth, to the cosmos. Those all gotta go in order for us to take this quantum leap into the shift and era where we co-create solutions and be open to solutions that we'd never even imagined. That's what these planets are doing. They're like, give it all away. Do it deliberately. Really be have agency in this by examining where your bossy convictions been lately? That's an Aries piece. Like, that's an area that's ready for review. And how do you review something? And with this review, this is a seasonal. We're talking, let's do this for the next 4 months, really, together. These are collective. What have you been so passionate about lately? That's a question. Tell me. I want to know. I'm teaching. I'm quite personable. I want to know you. So tell me. And how does it feel to soften? Have it land? Where is it in your body? I'm open to change. I release my ideas of how this should play out. And then you soften your body in love, because the fear is contained in our body, and fear doesn't allow our dreams to come into fruition in ways that are in line with love. I mean, really, it's as simple as that. So this is a time for deep inventory. Because we also, let's just say, Pluto is still retrograde. So that's a place where we say within this, and this is, the exercise I'm seeing right now with this. Oh, I love this. This isn't what I'd written down, but this a tree exercise is to go and be with the tree. I always let my forehead touch the tree if I'm doing this sort of thing. And I ask the tree and give gratitude for the tree of taking all outdated ways of perceiving how the world should work. Because frankly, right now, I think that trees have a lot more going for them than we do in relation to sustainability, if they were left in charge. I mean, just, you know, they sure know how to create community, co-create, support each other, nurse each other into health. It's stunning the more we learn about trees. So I empty all of my perception of how the world should work. And I empty my grudges of how they've done wrong, they've done wrong, they've done wrong, back into the tree. And I'm open to receive insight. What if we all did that? And then we took note of the insight we received. And that's what we put through our process or our imagination. I mean, what if? I just think it's time we source from a non-traumatized species that's not actively trying to kill itself. You know, it's these our ways of considering how the world works are really outdated. And my way, I can't help, even though I've done, 30 plus years of just deep inner work and transformation and clearing old ideologies, I can't help but be influenced by my karma, the family, my culture, and the collective, period. So it needs to be, it's a time that's ripe for release. Okay, we've got it. 24th of August, it's Virgo season. Tending, 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 we'll just add that at the end. It is Virgo season, as y'all know if you watched last week. And we've got Neptune, Saturn, Pluto, and Uranus will be joining in the retrograde. Big, big reconfiguration, reinvention of yourself. Please share this if you're drawn to it. And if you're drawn to extending this community, I'm loving to see who's watching. I can see on Apple, and it's already global. And how cool is that? I mean, just love it. So please share, comment. And so this is about you, and you can make it about you. Also DM me. I'm still offering half hour consultations for free right now to new people. So reach out. I'm spreading the word. Okay. Mwah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Big love.
Thank you for being a part of our community here at Our Waking Dream. Please make sure to like, subscribe, and share.
Fill my cup and let it overflow. Let it overflow. overflow with love.